Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Phil. Electric. Pluses, minuses as a home builder. You're the one who's your boots on the ground. You know, you can see this in many different ways. How does this impact you?
Well, many,
and ultimately, the home buyer.
Well, many people that are in favor of electric are saying that you can build houses cheaper with electric and run them cheaper with electric. Unfortunately, they're not builders. They're not the ones that need to do this. I can build electric houses anytime I want. I could have built them 5 years ago. First of all, it's not what people want. But secondly, it's more expensive to build a house with electric. It costs between $10,000 to $25,000 more in equipment costs. And it's 42% more costly to run your house with electric than gas. And that's from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Take that on top of rising interest rates, right, your own hard costs going up. Is it becoming unaffordable to build your own house in Buffalo, or in this region, or in New York City?
So the governor wants us to double the amount of building permits we build in a year. She wants to go from 40,000 to 80,000 permits, 800,000 homes over 10 years. Every step we make to try to make houses more affordable, the state mandates such as this are causing us to raise our prices. We can never keep up with the amount of mandates that we're being required to meet.
Are we pricing ourselves out of the housing market?
It's making it way more difficult for people to buy. And for every $1,000 that goes up, we're taking about 6,000 people off the market for a new home.
How frustrating is it? I mean, this is your livelihood. Again, you have boots on the ground. This isn't some academic exercise. Talk to me about that.
I've been doing this for 35 years. And honestly, we've always had challenges. This challenge is the biggest challenge I've ever faced, our industry has ever faced. And it's one that we can't fight. We keep being accused that we're not ready. Well, as I said earlier, we can build electric homes right now. But when I need 400 amps at the street, I'm being told that's going to be a problem.
That was my next question. Do we have the capacity to absorb this? I know what the folks from National Grid and NYSEG said. They don't have the capacity. It'll be 25 years and billions of dollars to get ready.
I agree with what you just said. It's not me saying if we have capacity, it's the utility saying, and the utilities are saying it's a problem. One of the reasons that there's 20 to 30% rate increases approved by the Public Service Commission is that 60% of that is going to the improvement of the grid to meet the mandates.
So what happens now? I mean, you're sitting here talking about it, but is it falling on deaf ears?
At the government level, it's falling on deaf ears, but our industry, collectively with 12 other industries, have sued the state. We lost the first round, but the judge kept it open for appeal. We have submitted the appeal, and we're going to try to get a stay. Okay. At the federal level, Congressman Langworthy is working on banning the ban, and we're hopeful that that is another initiative that will pan out.
Will a federal ban work its way into New York State or any other state? Or will they just say, the states say, it's a home rule issue and we're going to ignore the feds?
They'll sue on the 10th Amendment, states' rights, but the federal government has a right to act when it affects public safety. And we feel, and many feel, this is a public safety issue.
On a level 1 to 10, how concerned are you about the electric mandates?
20.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.